Okay, everybody, welcome to the first episode of La Kika's Voice. This podcast will be named Who Am I? So pretty much, my name is Sergio. You know, I was born and raised on the west side of Chicago, aka Humboldt Park. I was born in September 6, 1997. Not exactly I don't know what day out of the week that is, but I think it was on the weekend. So, my roots are Mexican. To be more specific, I am from Michoacán and Hidalgo, which are like the southern, mid-southern states in Mexico. So, I'm currently going to Roosevelt University, to study computer networking. I am on my, hopefully this is my last year, before I get receive my bachelor's degree. So I'm really excited for that. I consider myself to be really driven, committed, motivated, and hardworking. Considering the fact that I made it this far and have gone through some pretty hardcore obstacles in life. So I'm really proud of myself, of how far I've come. But to be honest, I'm working hard right now just to make my family's dreams come true, if I'm being honest. Everything I've been doing, everything I've done in life, it's not for me, but it's for my mom, my dad, and my grandparents. Specifically my grandparents, because, they've been through a lot, and, I feel I wish I could just give them the world, buy them the nice house that they want, and, take them on vacation, and this and what, and, just, make life easier for them, and, not stressful or anything like that, just good vibes, positive vibes and whatnot. So like I said, right now I'm going to Roosevelt University, studying computer networking in hopes of becoming, an IT professional or technician. So in other words, what I'll be doing is that, I'll be fixing up computers. If your computer doesn't reboot right or something doesn't work, I'll be the one that'll be fixing up either the software patches or some hardware stuff, like your fan doesn't work, your motherboard, keyboard, whatever. Any hardware stuff, I could fix. I'm studying really hard right now so I can get some of my certifications going. Certifications just mean that, you have the potential, or you're able to complete certain tasks, So right now I'm working on CompTIA, which will certify me to work pretty much will tell any potential employer that I could do basic stuff of any IT technician should be doing. Should be able to do. So that's what I'm working on right now. It's really hard, especially this semester, I'm taking 6 courses, working a full-time job, and still still doing day-to-day life stuff. I'm excited though. I think I can do it. I'm still trying to adapt to this whole online classes and stuff, which kind of sucks because Roosevelt still wants to charge me $40,000 a year. And I'm like, bruh, we not even in class, bro. You want to charge me all this, bro? It was crazy to me, man. But I don't know. I might start a protest about that. We'll see, guys. We'll see what we're going to do. We'll see what your boy Sergio, a.k.a. La Kika, is going to do about this tuition. But, yes. So, that's what I want to do. That's me. I'm going to be an IT nerd. Anything with computers, I want to be able to accomplish. And, it's a good salary. It's a good job. The job market for it looks pretty promising. 5-10 years from now, it'll still be going up. So that's another reason why I chose this career. It's really difficult, I'm gonna be honest with you. It's really, really hard. It's crazy. I've been wanting to quit so many times, but luckily I'm still here working hard at it, and just being who I am, I'm sure I can accomplish stuff. Like I said, I made it this far, so I'm happy about that. And yeah, I'm talking about my salary. Like, if I, you know, I think I was looking at it, like, the starting salary for, like, IT help desk or whatever, like, an entry position is, like, $65,000 a year with benefits and stuff like that. So, not bad. Not bad. Hopefully, fingers crossed, in a year and a half, your boy's going to be making baby bank, you know. In other words, I'll be okay. But, yeah, man, enough about me. Like, I have an amazing, you know, support staff. You know, my family has been so amazing to me, like, going through all this, you know, educational process, like, my educational career. And I'm really grateful for them, you know. The struggles that we've been through as a family, it's insane. And, like as me as an individual, like, the things that I've gone through, like, oh, man, bro. Like, I'm surprised I'm still, like, I made it this far, dude. Like, it's, honestly, like, I've been through some stuff, and you'll hear more about that, like, in my future episodes. And, like, honestly, bro, like, it's crazy. I mean, it's, I'm sure everybody has their own, you know, battles that they've gone through and stuff in life. And that's crazy, man. No. But I'm grateful that, you know, like I said, the Lord up above has sent me with a good family, good support to help me through it all. And I made it this far, and I'm really happy that I'm here. You know, I'll keep working hard at it, and, you know, just, you know, one day at a time, man. One day at a time, and, you know, anything is possible as long as you put your mindset to it, you know, for real. If you really want it, just go out there and get it, bro. You know, like I said, I'm baby. You got this. But honestly, what else was I going to say? Yeah, just my family. Like I said, my main goal in life is just to make sure my family is financially okay. So, like I said, going back, you know, I want to be able to purchase a house one day. You know, a nice 5-bedroom, 6-bedroom, 4-bath with a nice fenced yard for my dogs. Big house for the family. Because, you know, we Mexican. I'm Mexican, bro. One thing you got to know about Mexicans is we're so family-oriented, bro. We could fit, like, 10 families in a 2-bedroom house. That's how Mexican my family is. Like, us Mexicans, we love to be together. And, like, I see a lot of my friends now. They're, like, my age, whatever, obviously. And they're, like, and living in a condo or a studio. And I'm like, man, I wish I could be, like, for me, I'm like, oh, man, like, I wish, like, that's cool. Like, I wish I could do that one day. But in the back of my head, I'm like, well, bro, like, honestly, like, I know I wouldn't like it like that, you know? Like, I need to be with my family, like, me in my own bedroom, and then my grandma over here, my dad up there, the dogs running around. Like, I can never picture myself in any life not being living with my family, because that's just how I was raised, and, like, that's how I am, you know? Maybe in the future I'll, like, buy, like, a little condo or something, but honestly, man, wife, I have my family, and, like, that's who I want to live with. And, like, I love them. And that's just it. Like, I don't know what else to tell you about me. Like, I have a brother whose name is Eric, 16 years old, and he's freaking bigger than me, dude. My brother is 6'3", weighs 315 pounds, and has more beard than I do, bro. Like, that's crazy to me. When I go out with him, and, like, people are like, so who's the little brother? Are you the little brother? I'm like, no, he's my little brother. I'm the older one. I'm 23. He's 16. What are you talking about? They're like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, he looks older than you. So I'm like, nah, bro. But I love my brother to death. You know, we get in a lot of fights here and there. But one thing I learned is he's a big guy, and he's stronger and bigger than me. So I try not to mess with him anymore, because he can really beat my ass, bro. Big ass dude. Those who have met him will agree with me, bro. My mom, Juanita, is a really interesting individual in life, and I love her to death. And, you know, in the past, we've had our differences and whatnot, but I'm thankful that my relationship with my mom has gotten a lot better now. And again, I'll touch base on this more in, like, future episodes. So it's just a quick intro. I don't want to have this podcast be so long for you guys. But my mom is, you know, I feel like I get a lot of my personality from my mom. You know, my mom, me as an individual, I'm really shy. I'm quiet, I keep to myself a lot, and I'm really self-conscious. What I mean is, like, oh my God, I'm always like, oh man, do I look okay? Or like, what do people think about me? Or like, will I fit in and stuff like that? And my self-consciousness growing up was a lot worse, to be honest. Like, I remember being elementary, like in fifth grade, like, I would I would be anxious and self-conscious, like oh crap, like am I cool enough? Do I have enough friends? I need friends. Like, man, it was so bad. It was crazy. And now that I'm more older, you know, I observe my mom a lot more, and I understand her from like a more of a depth. So I get, like, I see myself and my mom a lot, so I know that I got a lot of my personality from her. And then my funniness, like my goofy side, I get that from my dad for sure. So I'm a junior and my dad is senior. So my dad's name is Sergio as well. And a funny thing in my family is my nickname. So my family and any other family member call me Chiquito. So not Chiquito, not little, not with an I, with an E. So let me spell it for you guys. Chiquito is spelled Chequito. Chiquito, not E. Because people, when my family members call me by my nickname in front of other people that aren't family members, they're like, wait, why did you call him little? And they think they call me little, but it's not. They call me Chiquito, not Chiquito. And that's because my dad's nickname is Checo. Checo. So since I'm junior, like Ito. So that's the story behind my nickname. Chiquito, which is me, and my dad is Checo. So that's that. And it's really funny. Like, I mean, I never get old. My, like, recently at my new employment, my new job, why would I call it employment? What am I? Freaking what? Okay. In my new job, my little cousin works with me. And it's funny because she calls me Sergio. And, like, it's weird to me because she always calls me Chiquito, but, like, by my family nickname. And, like, just hearing her call say Sergio is, like, so weird to me. So I'm like, who are you, bro? Don't put some respect on my nickname, please. So it's kind of funny. But other than that, like, yeah. So that's just, like, the people, my household, I guess. My brother, my mom, and my dad. My two dogs. I have a dog named Angel. He's a mutt. I don't know what he is. He's, like, four different types of dogs in one. But he's the love of my life. I love him so much. Like, he's my little kid. You know, he's funny and just a good dog all around. And the day he goes to doggy heaven, me, like, a part of me is going to go with him, to be honest. That's how much I love my dog. My second dog, she's a beagle mix, and her name is Güera, which translates to white girl. I don't know why my mom called her that. I wanted to call her Caramel because of her brown tones. But it's funny because I feel like the dog knows her name is Güera. So every time we call her, like, call her out, like, Güera, Güera, ven pa'cá. Güera, Güera, come here. And then she, like, comes out wagging her tail and shit. And, like, it's funny to me, you know, like, that's interesting. But I don't know when my mom picked that. And then I had a third dog, and she passed away, unfortunately, last holiday. And I want to say, what, December? It was cold season. So December or November. And she was a Chihuahua, you know. Her name was Laika. And unfortunately, like I said, she passed away. And I don't know, it was really heartbreaking to us and my family. We had her, like, since she was a puppy, since I was in fifth grade. And I mean, I'm freaking, what, I was 22 when she passed away. So fifth grade, I was what, I was like, what, 12? I don't know how old I was, but it was a long time. She was with us for a long time, and she was a part of the family, you know. We miss her very much. And I kind of want to surprise my mom with another Chihuahua like her, but I'm gonna wait until we get our household. Like, we get a house, like, that's us, our house, because it's kind of hard having too many dogs and renting out a place that's not ours officially. But yeah, that's it for now. I don't know what else to tell you guys. Oh, I mean, some of my passions real quick. So I love bowling. Bowling is one of my favorite things to do. I wish I could do it more often, but it's kind of time consuming. I don't know. I like it a lot. It's really fun, and I'm trying to improve on it. I was kind of on the bowling team in high school. I was just never really able to make it to the practices, but I was still on the roster for some reason. But and I wasn't even that good, to be honest. Like, I had a lot of gutter balls, but now I'm really good. My average is like 130, 120, I want to say. So I guess that's pretty average. I don't know. That's my average, though. And I'm hoping to improve on that. Another thing I like is shoes. I love shoes, man. Like Jordans, Yeezys, and stuff like that. It's a really expensive habit, but I like it a lot. So, and I should really stop spending so much money on shoes. But I save up for it, so I kind of budget for it. And one of my favorite pairs so far is the Yeezy V2 Zebras, which I sold and then bought again right now. I mean, these are so comfortable and stuff. So if you guys are selling any Yeezys 350 size 12, hit me up. I am looking to buy some shoes right now. And the third thing that I like, that I really recently got into, is snakes. So my brother, between me and my brother, we bought two snakes in the past year. We bought a small corn snake, which is like a really nice, small red, like red, pink tones in it. And it's like body. And that's it's a baby still, so it's like maybe like a foot right now. But they eventually get big. And I didn't know how big they got, but they get pretty big. So I'm excited for it too. I'm excited to watch it grow. And then my other snake, or our other snake. So the first snake is a corn snake. His name is Coco. And the second snake, which we bought maybe like 3 months ago, it's a ball python, and it's a banana one. So, like, if you look at a banana, you know, like, the yellow tones of the banana peel. That's pretty much, put that on the snake. That's pretty much what my ball python looks like. So, it's a banana. It's a really nice male snake. It's really nice. And we're looking to breed them. So, I mean, we have to wait a couple of months for it to grow, and then we still have to find a female to breed it with. And then, you know, breed and stuff like that. So we're still learning. We're still trying to see what kind of morph we want to buy for the female. And then, you know, just something that'll look cool mixing and matching and stuff. But yeah, and that snake's name is Pancho. But my brother insists on calling him Gucci, which I don't know. I mean, he sounds like a rapper, but he's not. So I call him Pancho and he calls it Gucci. So those are my top three passions right now. Definitely bowling, shoe collecting, and snake collecting or snake breeding and stuff. I don't know. But those are my top three things that I like right now. And what else? I was into gaming, but not so much right now. I just don't have the time for it. But my brother's a pretty big gamer. I mean, he bought his whole setup right now. Like, he has like a 50, 60 inch TV at his bedroom. He bought the Xbox, the Wi-Fi, controllers. Like, he has a whole setup. Like, this guy is nuts, bro. But I respect him. You know, he worked hard for his stuff. So, I'm like, all right, bro. You cool. You cool with me, brother. So, yeah. I hope this podcast isn't too long. And I hope you got a sense of who I am and stuff like that. I will be including more details in later on episodes. But for now, you know, this is just a brief, you know, who am I, is what I'll be labeling this episode. And again, thank you so much for tuning in, guys. Again, stay tuned for more episodes to come at Lucky God's Voice.